أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. Well, about true nature of Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Islam is for all and desires that everyone should live in happiness. Well, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the reality of Islam away from all the Western propaganda against it. The first and most important point about Imam's principles and views is the issue of genuine Islam, that is the kind of Islam that is against oppression, seeks justice, supports jihad and the underprivileged, and defends the rights of the poor and the oppressed. The Imam introduced the term American Islam into our political discourse as opposed to pure Muhammadi Islam. You know, American Islam means an Islam that is ceremonial, the kind of Islam that is indifferent to oppression, greed, and violation of the rights of the oppressed, the kind of Islam that helps bullies and the powerful, the kind of Islam that can put up with all these injustices. The Imam named this Islam American Islam. Well, pure Islam was our magnanimous Imam's constant concern. It was not just limited to the era of Islamic Republic. However, practicing pure Islam was impossible except under an Islamic government. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. If the political system of a country is not based on the foundation of Islamic thought and Sharia, it is impossible for Islam to genuinely fight local and global oppressors and bullies. Therefore, the Imam believed that among all Islamic duties, safeguarding the Islamic Republic was the most important obligation. According to the Imam, safeguarding the Islamic Republic is not just one of the most important Islamic obligations, but it is the most important obligation. Safeguarding the Islamic Republic is the most important Islamic obligation because protecting Islam in the true sense of the word depends on safeguarding the political system of the Islamic Republic. In the absence of an Islamic political system, it is impossible to protect Islam. And that is a very important point. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we have for this episode. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about true nature of Islam. He said, Islam is for all and desires that everyone should live in happiness. Thank you very much for listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.